I always forget. I want to say it.
Yeah, huh?
In the conversation, and then I always forget what it is.
Yeah, huh? Right
yeah,
away.
Huh? Then you missed your window.
I don't know where that came from. I think that we used to say that
because Tigger was so fun. He bounced on his tail. I mean, how fun was that? We would pretend we were that on the bed, like you know, he bouncing on the bed. All the, you know. Yeah, right. So yeah, so I mean, that was an easy one,
and all the wonderful things he does.
Right, exactly. Had a song. Yeah. You know, was like the coolest one of all the Pooh characters. Like, wasn't even close.
Yeah.
You know, what was yours? Eeyore.
I mean, that's funny.
Took me a long time to get to that one, but it was worth it.
Did
yeah.
You? No, I actually. Well, I had. I guess it would be Winnie the Pooh. I wasn't even thinking of him. With Disney
wow,
associate.
Rude.
But I had two Winnie the Poohs that I lost, stuffed animals.
Oh, no.
And I got a third one.
And shirt on with no pants.
Mm.
And someone called and said, hey, we're going to be there or whatever. We're going to stop by. I think it was somebody getting equipment, whatever. And I said, oh, I probably should put some pants on then. I only have a shirt on with no pants. And they go, oh, you're...
Wait, you told somebody this who was coming to your house? Was it like an acquaintance or a friend or a family
member? It
might
have been Jacob. I don't know.
Oh, I definitely said you're Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah, okay, so it was you. And you go, oh,
but
so,
someone else might have said it, too.
Yeah. So he goes, oh, you're Winnie the Poohing it. And I was like,
oh, yeah, because he doesn't
I've
have
never
pants.
Heard of that. But
yeah.
But he does wear a shirt.
Right.
I mean, he's a very...
Does Donald Duck do that, too? Donald Duck doesn't have pants on, does he?
I don't know. Can you see his quack?
The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, we are here at R&R RV. Dr. Grummins has just showed up. Doc, you want to sit down for a minute and take a load off there, buddy? Look at him. He's got stuff. He's
got stuff. Dr. Grummins is allowed to sit down. That is my number one theory with Doc G, is that how do you just keep going
move
nonstop?
A lot. Stop. You just move a lot, right, Doc? Doc, just you just move everywhere. Move a million miles an hour. Yeah, he's grabbing the headphones. He's got the mic on. There you go. Very good. Oh, you got to go the other way. Got to go underneath. There you go.
Backwards. Yeah.
That one was on Steve. Come on, Steve. What does it matter?
Come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you guys, too. It's good to see anybody. We're upright.
That's right.
You're looking great, as always. You look great. Thanks for coming by the food drive.
Can you talk Trudy into thinking that way?
I'll tell Trudy some good stuff about you. Yeah.
I brought a little flashback. Do you guys know these
guys? Oh, my goodness.
Remember these guys?
Wait,
fighting hunger, feeding hope, all these years, 29. Thank you, community.
That
thanks
might
you.
Be from the first.
That's
I mean,
that's
like in the 90s for
Holy
sure.
Holy smoke! Wait, is that you? Was those ladies both work for you at that time? Is that what it was?
The ladies all say hi. They're all listeners. So the Shaunas, Rachel, Robin, Nicole, that whole bunch.
That
whole group of
Trudy,
them.
They're all listening.
That is
so
great. Awesome.
But that's way back. So, Steve, that's for you to catch you up on all the history of these guys.
Oh, my gosh.
The team and the community.
Man,
so,
almighty.
Sorry I missed Eric. Sorry I missed Mr. Wood.
Yes. Yeah.
How? So this is us.
You recognize you?
That's what we used to look like, huh?
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's different.
Yeah, that is so funny.
It's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Doc G looks the same somehow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Think so.
Wow.
This is one of my publications, Steve, because I heard you saying nice things yesterday about, you know, seminars and different things and writing. So that's one of my favorites. That's well received.
Ah.
Thanks a million for being on the team.
$1 bill.
Fantastic.
And what's the book?
What's it say, Steve?
It says, What Men Know About Women at This Time.
You should open that up. Just read the first page.
Read a few things. It'll help you.
Oh, it appears to be blank.
That's you, Steve.
that adds up. Yeah.
No.
Basically, you're on your own, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort.
No. Just read through it.
Yeah. Get back to us. Get back to us with a book report.
Okay.
Some sort.
I heard you took a picture yesterday with one of the donors as she was about to leave.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So I had trouble finding a wife, and I'm fortunate to have Trudy, of course.
Oh, man, she's amazing.
Yeah, Denise, you know, he's got everything going. So
absolutely.
Denise was a natural,
right,
but
yeah.
I didn't have everything going. So what I learned, Steve, is the ladies like taller guys. You and I are shorter.
Man, he really
shorter.
Brought props.
You know, this is a lift kit. You know trucks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, out here, Trucks Midwest. I'm from Wisconsin originally.
He's okay.
Lift kit. You put these under your shoes.
He's got wooden blocks.
You tape them on.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And like this, and they really don't see it. And you walk in. And
they really don't see it.
No, nobody. Yeah. No, the grandkids. They really have. They're basketball players. So they show up a little bigger. And wait.
What's with the?
What are those? About a 3-inch lift then?
Yeah, it's not bad.
You make it what you want.
That's right.
Put them down to 6-inch.
Put them together. Yeah.
But actually, they're pretty fun to just mess with the kids.
That's hilarious.
So that works.
And they don't even notice it, Steve. They don't even notice you're wearing them.
They don't at first.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And the other thing you have to be prepared for, Steve, to find the right lady.
Oh, jeez.
You just got to have a rock that, you know, like
that. Where did you get that ring?
That's a couple hundred carats right there.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I did that once. Carats and, what is it? Mounds bars.
Oh, yeah?
Or something like that. And what is the joke? You wrap up carrots in a Mounds bar. It's a two-diamond, dye, like clothing dye,
right,
fabric dye,
two-dye,
Mounds ring. A two-diamond, two-carat,
two-carat diamond ring. There it is.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for nothing, Steve.
I thought it was funny. I'll give you a laugh. That's all I got.
Diamonds. Yeah, there you have it. I love that.
I love that producer Steve is like, wow, Dr. Gremmons came with props. And we're like, welcome to Dr. Gremmons.
That's right.
He saves up for a year. Like, we don't really get to see him. And then all of a sudden, he just... Boom.
Doc, where'd you get that picture from the mid-90s or whatever it was?
This is awesome.
I saw it on a billboard. It was Moundsville, Minnesota. They had a big board.
Right. They had a billboard of
is
us.
That where you're from?
No, North St. Paul. That's right.
I was on Moundsville Road a couple, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I thought I saw the tower.
There it was.
Doc G, are you still traveling a lot?
Yeah, I traveled to get here.
It's just too easy, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
What are you doing?
Thanks for the setup.
I mean, that was great.
This year I'm starting to wind it down. I still consult.
Already?
Consult for offices,
How long have you been in the business?
That's 50.
That's
50
awesome.
Years?
Yeah, that's a specialist.
And you've never slowed down. Not for a second, I don't feel like.
Pretty much. I like to go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, let's say you slow down a little bit. Do you mind saying...
Like, if you see me rounded first, you know I slowed down.
Yeah, right.
It isn't there anymore.
Yeah. So it's hard to get that turn.
Is it just going to be more fun stuff
family? I still teach and remote, and I go into the orthodontic departments and stuff like that.
Nice.
And I still write. I've got a couple of chapters coming out this year in pediatric airway medical textbooks.
Right.
So I'm doing that stuff, getting the writings done and research stuff, and still... You know, doing some...
So slowing down, but not
slowing down,
out of the
but
game.
Still short, webinars.
Is there a state that you haven't been to that you want to go to?
Ooh.
A state in America?
Yeah.
That I haven't been to?
Yes, sir.
I think I've been to all
been
the ones
to all of them,
I
want
to go to.
Yeah. All the ones I want to go to.
I won't name those.
I think we'll just figure it out.
I've been to 47. 47 states.
Okay.
I've spoken in 43, but 47 states I've been to.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been
fascinating. That's
good.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you're Doc G to R. You're like R's. You're Spokane's Doc G.
Right.
You're in the world of orthodontists.
Man,
Got a thing or two.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Yeah, they know you.
The last 9 or 10 for Steve, I do something called locum tenens. It's basically somebody has a car accident, heart attack, hip replacement, something happened. And they call up short notice and say, how quick can you get to Missouri?
Right.
Yeah, our docs are down, and we got a big practice, and they're out for 6 months.
Okay.
Or not coming back.
Right.
So come back, run it, find us a new doc, train them up, and all that. So Missouri was 15 months.
Oh, wow.
So I'd be here and gone, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there on the ground, back and forth.
That ended up being 15 months.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 3, and it took
that
long.
Holy smokes.
And they wanted training and get new techniques, new things that we do, so it took a while to get
have
that.
Have you had one where the guy that they were trying to bring in to train or whatever, you were like, this is not going
to
work.
No, you have to cut and go.
Yeah.
Quite a few times they look good on paper. And,
sure.
You know, it's not like Steve. You don't always get a Steve.
That's right.
No,
you don't always get a Steve.
Just don't. Put that down.
Wow, let's go with that one on our shirt.
That,
you know, I do have something that I'd like to share with you, Steve, and the bunch. But when we train up people, you're always trying to look for the experienced one that can jump right in and play. Like, you know, bring in the quarterback and we win next season. And it's not like that. We like to hire the character and the smile. So it's a person. And then we'll train up all the rest. You know, if they have experience, wonderful. But sometimes you have to untrain that.
Right.
You know? So that's a problem sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah.
So we like to hire people that we see the possibility in you before you see it in yourself. And I compliment Jay and Kevin for that, because they see the possibilities and it's showing up all the time. Every day is better.
Yeah.
Well, he was also the only one interested.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, sometimes that does happen. But you won out, Steve.
Yeah. No, I lucked out with these guys. So,
no, you did more than that.
Doc G, could we? Okay, Steve loves to film things and put them on Facebook.
Really?
Ooh. I see you have some cards. Are you going to do card tricks for us? But
well,
can we?
I want to be honest. I overstayed my welcome last time here. And after that happened, I mean, I don't know what happened, but visitors.
I don't know what happened.
Sure Jay's going, you know, it's time. We're going. Yeah. We're closing off. It's 9:50. Final cross.
That's the clock going.
Yeah, you can go now.
Doc G. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't say hi. Give me a bump, buddy.
you got to say hi to Jacob over there.
Of course,
Jacob.
No, I was just thinking, because if we're going to do some magic, can we do it for Facebook? Yeah, well, no, can we just do it for Facebook? Well, not on
that's
the
a lot of pressure.
Say, but I do want to cover this. After that stay, I became Mr. IR.
Mr. IR. He's got a name badge
on the side, I'm IR now. He's injured reserve, but is irrelevant, right? Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy drafted.
Oh, good.
So he told me you are now irrelevant to the show.
You're number 252.
So I walked away. Yeah, so I'm last guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Oh, Doc G.
Never true. Never true.
Well, I took it serious. So I went to Missouri.
I went away for 15 months. Yeah. Okay, well, you hold on for a second. We'll take a little break. We'll come back, though, okay? Because I got one of those. I got one of those hats he's got.
All the props.
That is the original Jane Kevin hat from 1995.
Yep, that is awesome. Bad.
You talked about the black one this morning. This is even better.
I made that logo
you did.
On, like, MS Paint.
I think that's right, yeah.
So embarrassing.
What? Are you kidding me? That was cool 100 years ago. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Grumman. Hold on for 1 second.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, yeah, we're back here at R&R RV, and thanks to Dr. Grumman for being here today. Doc, how are you? Everything going good over there? You got a lot of stuff. I enjoyed the meal that you brought to Kevin.
He always wants ice. Doc G, I've turned to Doc G over the years off and on for health stuff, and he's like, this is what he brought me. It's a vegan, gluten-free, antibiotic-free, raw, non-GMO, organic, fat-free, low-carb meal. And it is a plate of ice cubes.
Yeah, and a fork to eat it with.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
It honors it, right? That is what it is.
Yeah, really, you're not wrong.
I love it all so much.
I like truth in marketing.
That's awesome.
That's just what I needed. Thanks, G.
He's always wanting ice from producer Steve. He's always yelling, Steve, give me some ice. Well,
I think you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Take some home if you can't finish.
Take some leftovers with you.
Is it
going to
last?
Yeah. So, you know something about aging?
What's that?
It's socks, don't it?
Hey! He brought socks and donuts.
But I couldn't bring... donuts are for you guys.
Yeah.
That's why Kevin gets the ice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay, that's so that's
right.
That part.
Donut
yeah.
free, baby.
Yeah, that's socks, right. donut.
That's that. Yep, socks, donut. But not everybody gets the privilege of growing old, so I appreciate that.
Heck yeah.
If you live long enough, you're going to get old, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So, beats the alternative.
Yeah, beats the alternative. So.
Are you to the point where you say how old you are, Doc G, like you're proud of it?
No, 106.
Yeah. 106?
Well, you don't look a day over 105,
good
buddy.
Yeah,
actually, I'm 80. Just turned 80 this year.
Is that right?
No, you didn't.
That's why they had the big party.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No,
I got to peel it off so you can see my my guns.
Yeah. He's ripped out of his mind.
No, it's too hot.
No, that too. You know it's got to be hot if you're taking off the Badgers gear.
The Badgers.
Yeah.
Oh, are you Wisconsin?
Illini.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Vikings, Packers.
Yeah. What,
are you Bears?
I'm a Bears fan, yeah.
You'll get over it.
You'll get over it.
Unfortunately, he won't.
No, that's true. And actually, you're back.
Yeah. They're not doing bad.
We'll see.
Steve, since you asked, let's do some magic.
Yeah.
Heck,
Steve? Love magic.
I love magic, too. Yeah.
Okay, well, Steve, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah. Well, not performing it, but I love watching it.
I don't know if I got to learn some
watching
magic
a lot,
here.
Kevin.
Let's see. Let's do this one for starters. This is called a rainbow deck. I don't like that word anymore, but it's a decorative deck.
Yeah.
No cards are the same. So for the audience out there, we're looking through a deck. The backs of the cards are different. Beautifully painted.
Oh, wow.
So what I'm going to do is take a couple of marker cards, put them down, and I'm going to start going through the deck, counting down, and you tell me when to stop.
Just any time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, today.
Okay, stop.
This one? Okay, yeah.
I'm going to put one face back at this.
Four hearts. We're going to go again. So, Steve, pay attention now, because the show goes off.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop now, I guess.
Here.
Right there.
Right there. Next card up. So, ten of hearts.
Yep.
Okay. So, we have two cards face up. Easy enough to find, don't you think?
Sure.
We'll go through and find
them. If they're going the opposite way, you're going to find those.
You're all over it.
Yeah, nothing gets past us.
And there's the other one. Okay. Two face-up cards, and all the rest are face down.
Yep,
you picked
got
them.
It.
One was a four of hearts,
right.
Correct?
And you stopped me next to this card, which happens to be another red.
Four of diamonds.
Coincidence, maybe.
Maybe.
How'd you do that? The ten of hearts, you stopped me next to the other red ten.
Okay.
And if you look at the back, they happen to be the same on the back, and all the rest of the cards
are
different.
What? Yeah.
On the back, look at this.
Also that's magic.
That is amazing, Steve.
It is amazing.
No, you got me paired up there on reds.
That was amazing.
Holy hocus pocus.
In a deck that's all black.
What just happened?
So, you knew where to stop me.
What just happened?
That is good.
Yeah,
I can hear you out there in Liberty. I can hear you in Idaho.
Oh, my gosh. They're just screaming.
Please, do more, Dr. Gomez.
Oh, Steve said more. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do another one,
please,
Steve.
Please, Dr. Gomez, do some more.
This time, we're not even going to use a deck. All right, it's going to be invisible.
Oh, whoa, the invisible cards. Yeah.
Listeners, we have a pretend deck in my pocket.
Take
a card out, see, from the deck.
All right, I'll take that.
Just one. You took two. Put it back. There you go. So look at the cards. Show everybody.
Show us the cards.
Okay. Show us the card. Okay. I'm going to take the invisible deck and throw it over to Jacob.
Oh, watch out, Jacob.
Yeah, you got the card?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Throw the deck back, please, Jacob.
Yeah, come on, Jacob.
I got to stick your card in face up.
Yeah, face up.
Thank you.
There you go.
All the cards are face down.
Yes,
except
sir.
For one face up. I'm gonna set them there.
Okay.
It's all ridiculous except I have a deck. I haven't touched on a thing. Tell everybody your card.
Well, it was the Ace of Spades.
Oh, very nice. Right? Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. Yeah. Really?
So they're all face up, and yours is face down.
Right.
Let's go through. What'd you say again?
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
Oh man, I have trouble with that one. Let's see if I can do it.
Well, maybe it was a different card.
you're going to change on me.
Yeah, that's what he does. His uncertainty makes magic even harder.
Oh, look at here.
I was going to say.
Oh, there's
one card face down. What is it?
I turn it up. Oh, hey.
Oh, out of a whole deck.
Wow.
One card was face.
Dude, what are we doing? What are we doing right now?
Oh,
starting to scare me.
Steve, you're amazing.
What did I do?
One last one.
Wow.
This one here. Is a deck, ordinary deck.
Sure.
Eric Church on the front. So your favorite?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Is he one of your faves?
I love him.
Yeah, I thought you did. So what you're going to do here, Steve, go through the deck, pick out a card.
Yeah, pick out a card,
show
Steve.
Everybody your card.
Including yourself.
Yeah, so
make sure you know.
Since he almost forgot the last one.
Yeah, he didn't know he was going to have to actually look at it. The imaginary card.
Show everybody the card.
He was like,
you don't want to know it yet?
No, I don't want to know it. Don't let me see it.
All right.
I'm going to give you a pen.
All right.
I'm going to give you a pen.
Got it.
And just keep the card concealed.
Yeah,
okay,
don't
I'm
going to
take the rest of the cards here.
Okay.
And what's he going to do with the pen, Doctor?
Well, he's going to write something on it because there's no... That way, no way would do it.
Well, sure, yeah. You just jot something down in there, Steve.
So, what would you like me to write
just
down?
Just decide on your own.
Okay, all right.
For
I'll write
it. Oh,
you can do this.
Anything?
Oh, okay. Just something so we know for sure it's his card.
Right, of course, yeah.
What do you think he's going to write, Jay?
It's hard knowing.
Very nice.
Okay.
Hold on.
He's still writing. Now you see, you shouldn't have said anything.
I wrote a story.
You're writing, apparently, yeah.
Once upon a time. Okay, I got it.
You got it. Okay, good. All right, so keep the card concealed. I'm going to take the deck back out. What I'm going to have you do is we're going to put the card in. Do you want it near the top, middle, bottom?
Yeah, middle sounds good.
In the middle. Yeah. So I'm going to put it part way.
Very good. Of course it does.
You satisfied with that?
It's hard to do magic with him. Yes, it is. There you go. Okay.
Slide it in.
Yep.
I'm going to take the deck and put it back in here. So you're
back into the box. Yeah.
In the box. Yeah. Okay. Concealed.
Yeah, nobody knows.
We're going to put this on top. And Steve, if you take this match and just light this paper, please.
Yeah.
That's not
you
want to
do it?
He instantly looks at
All right, then take this.
He instantly looks at Jay and says,
I'm like, it's fine, Steve.
So what happened?
Why won't you burn the car?
It burned. Yeah, you burned up the paper. Yeah,
you burned up the paper. Yeah. The heat.
Yeah.
The heat effect on the deck is that it took away all the markings.
Oh, my
gosh. Except for your card.
Oh, no.
So on top, the markings gone.
Oh, it's a blank card. Oh.
They're all blank.
Oh, yeah, all the cards are blank.
Oh, well, they're...
They're literally blank.
See through.
Yeah, they're literally
clear.
Except for one.
Yeah, look at there's one.
What card is that?
What card is that?
That's Steve's card, is
it? The heart.
Wait. What does it say?
Oh, I might have changed out the
heart. It says Food Drive 2024. Very nice.
Wow. You did it.
Wow.
Good job.
That was impressive.
Wow. How'd you do that?
You are the magic man.
Yeah. No, how'd you do that, really?
I want my deck back. How'd you do that?
It's all marked up.
That's impressive. That is impressive, Doc G.
It's always a good time with Doc G. And, Steve, I don't know if you're the best person to do magic with or the worst.
Your indecisiveness is insane. Yeah, like, I don't know. Do I want this card or this card? This card or this card? This card or this card?
Well, it makes a show. I mean, it was an hour and a half show, and now it's 2 hours.
Were you honestly like, I'm not setting that on fire at a work event?
Yes.
He's so funny, Doc G.
No, he's original.
Yeah, he's original. He broke the mold when they made Steve. That is fantastic.
He's original.
Well, what else you got for us,
I
buddy?
Got one more.
More. Sure. Let's do it.
Steve, this time here, we have regular deck.
Yep.
It's the same deck. You see, they're all marked up.
Okay.
But they're all variety cards.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay. So Jacob is the referee, okay?
Oh, Jacob.
Boy, Jacob. That's a lot of pressure
on you.
He
saw the referee. So now you're going to put your finger in any place you want. Stop me. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. Stick it in.
Okay, right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There it is.
Okay.
Show your card. Do you have it?
Yep.
Yep.
Remember his card? Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to take and have you mix it up.
Oh, can I shuffle or do
you
I
You shuffle them. You can cut them. You can return them.
I'm not lighting anything on fire.
No, none of that.
Okay, we'll just do
that. Was the most uncomfortable I've seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to be striking a match.
And just Jay directly looks at you. Watch his boss.
Kevin's going to cut to your card. He hasn't touched the deck. Just cut once.
Cut one, Kev.
Just cut once. Cut once, it'll cut right to his card.
Right to his card. How?
Isn't that amazing?
Well, see, that's magic.
You did it.
That's not it. That's not it.
Oh, no.
No.
I missed?
Yeah, that wasn't it. No.
Jay, how about if you cut to his card?
Okay, it's probably going to make all the difference, I would imagine. They always say thin to win, Doc.
Thin to win.
Thin to win.
Let's see.
Ooh, that's close.
It is.
That's not it. No, that's not it.
But it's not it.
No. You're screwing up.
Oh, man.
You messed it up now.
I don't know. You know, Jay's from the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Tribune is back there.
Yeah, it is. That's right, yeah.
There's a newspaper.
Parade Magazine from St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well.
Yeah, 1965.
I remember that year, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see what's in the paper, Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Yeah, I love that.
Because then you get the news, you get the latest on things. But if we look through the paper,
I used to deliver that paper, Doc.
You did.
Did you really, Jay?
There's an insert.
Oh, yeah.
The
Daily News with producer Steve. Very nice.
Very nice card, King of Hearts.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Your card?
King of Hearts, yeah.
So when you want to know what's happening, go to St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Okay, that one was weird. That was
very nice.
Is that weird?
Very, very nice. Right.
That is amazing. God. That was some great
that's
stuff.
That's applause. It's over.
Yeah. You're going to hang out for a few minutes more, right?
You bet.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on for 1 minute.
The Big 99.9 Coyote. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, we got just a few minutes here before we close it out. At least the show part, we're still going to be here, so it's not like, you know, oh, I didn't make it. No, you're fine. You can still get up here to R&R RV, 525 East Francis. Of course, you can continue to donate online at the big999coyotecountry.com or the social medias or whatever the case might be. And you can also just text food to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link. And then whatever you can do, whatever feels right in your heart, that's what we ask for. So
absolutely,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know, again, no excuses. We've got all the ways for you to donate. So
right,
just find a way to do it right now. Make those donations. Make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be here for quite a while here today. And then tomorrow morning, obviously, you know, closes down at 10, so you can't really be delaying. You're like, oh, yeah, I should do that. I mean, if it moves, you do it now. That's my whole
absolutely
thing. It's like, well, if you think you should do it, then I would suggest just do it now.
And again, like we talked about, we are not going to make our goal if we don't have a ton of help with the online donations and the, you know, the text donations.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, and they're super simple. Again, you text the word food.
Right.
To 509-441-0999.
Steve has started pointing at you now.
I don't know why. Yeah, he directs
time you do
me
the,
every time.
Every time you do the phone number.
It just feels right.
It does. You're always like, hey, give me the phone number. Oh, thank you, Roberta.
Oh, Roberta.
Yeah, of course, Roberta.
With the donation.
Your unemployment came through, so yeah, you're good to go. Right. Exactly. Well, thank you, Roberta, for doing at
awesome
least your part and usually more. So thank you for that. Yeah, so anyway, so stop by or make that donation today. We're getting ready to wrap things up here, but that doesn't mean you're off the hook. So please make your donations, and we'll be here at R&R RV.